Hi, I'm Nicholas Seminario, founder of Dark Angel Company. This podcast is to share the untold stories of just a few of the many people battling mental illnesses in this world. If you're in need of a little inspiration to keep fighting or to feel less alone in your battle, keep listening and share to spread awareness. This is the Dark Angel Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Dark Angel Podcast. Hope everything's going well. It's me and Max again today. Today we have another really, really important topic, therapy. And before we get into our topic, yet again, I just want to thank everyone for all the support, love, emotional connections, whatever it is. You know, I really appreciate everything that you guys have been doing. Please continue to subscribe, like, comment, share, all that good stuff. So let's get into today's episode. Like I said, it's something super important. It's the topic of therapy. I don't know how you guys feel about therapy, but we're really going to be diving into it today. I am someone who's been through therapy. Max has also been through therapy, and I'm someone who had a positive experience out of it. I know there's plenty of people who have negative experiences. So luckily for you guys today, we have both of those cases here. So we're going to kind of dive into it. So let's get into it. I find therapy to be something that's super important. We're people who I feel like talk about it a lot, you know, especially on the podcast, and I find it something to be great. And you guys may be asking, why are you talking about it? I find it to be great because it has helped me get to that next level in my mental health journey. I was someone who struggled a lot with it. I didn't know who to go to, and I did find a therapist. You know, my mom helped me get a therapist, and it did help me a lot. I've had two therapists. My first one was when I was a little younger. I was in eighth grade, and he was more of like a child therapist, more for younger kids, and it's actually part of the reason why I am who I am today. He helped me kind of grow as a person, I would say. I was someone who wanted to do all these things and I couldn't, you know, because whether my mom felt I was too young and, you know, I was at the time. I was very ahead of myself, I would say. I was always wanting to do these things and I didn't understand why I couldn't. And you know, he kind of helped explain to me why I could or couldn't be doing these things. And we would have these therapy sessions where it was me, my mom, and him. And this was kind of where I found my voice almost. It kind of gave me that okay to talk about how I felt and talk about this with my mom. You know, I'm someone who used to not be great at communicating my feelings. I'm still someone who's working on it. But my mom's someone who's super open and she kind of always voices her opinions and how she feels about things. And she's very, I would say, secure as a person. And she's not scared to voice her opinion or voice how she feels about things or how certain situations make her feel. And I've always struggled with doing that. I always found it hard to talk about, you know, my feelings. You know, I feel like as a guy, especially, it's something that's like frowned upon in a sense. There's definitely a huge stigma around it. So going to this therapist, it was actually a guy therapist. He helped me find that voice. He helped me become more of someone who is okay with talking about these things. You know, just a small example. You know, the reason I went in there was because in eighth grade, I was going through a rough time. You know, this is something not many people know. This was in like the winter months of eighth grade. I was going through a rough time and, you know, I kind of had like an explosion. My parents found some stuff out that I'm not going to get into right now, but my parents found out these things and immediately they were like, okay, we got to do something, you know, let's go talk to someone, like, this is not good, whatever. And I was totally against it. I thought therapy was something, you know, only crazy people went to. I had, because you know, I'm a kid in eighth grade, and I've heard all these things about it, and, you know, I felt different. I felt like there was something wrong with me, and there wasn't, you know, and I've obviously grown to learn that, but during that time, I definitely felt like there was something wrong with me, and, oh, why should I go get help? Like, what's the point? So I wound up giving in, and I was just like, you know, yeah, like, my parents are obviously looking out for me. They're saying this for a reason. They're not here to hurt me. So I went, and, you know, the first time I was in there, it was super intimidating. And I have a huge support system, right? I have a huge family, like I said, who was there for me. They didn't, you know, frown me for this. They didn't look down on me. But yeah, it was super intimidating. You know, I remember walking into this building, and I went into this guy's room, and I believe me and my mom went in there for the first time together. So she was kind of just explaining the whole situation, and he was just sitting there listening. You know, and then the first one, I kind of told him my side of things, whatever. And that was the first time, you know, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't open up completely when I went. It was hard. As time went on, you know, we wound up going back, and then it was just kind of one-on-one. And I found it was a lot easier to then open up to him. I was kind of communicating my feelings, how I felt, where my anxieties were coming from. And then once I was able to use the skills and the techniques that he gave me through this time, then we brought my mom in, and I was able to talk to her about my feelings and what I was going through and why I felt certain ways I did, why I was acting out in certain ways. And we got much closer because of this. We were able to understand each other and talk to each other about things where I wouldn't be open about and I wasn't able to talk about. And that was my first experience with it. I believe I went for maybe 6 months. And that was really all I needed to do. I needed to learn how to communicate my feelings. That was something I really learned from that. And, you know, to this day, if something's bothering me or something's bothering my mom, we're able to talk about it, I feel. You know, we're able to communicate it, like, look, what's going on? You know, where I wasn't even able to ask that because I was nervous for whatever reasons. You know, I didn't want to have to talk about myself. And that was something I learned how to do through therapy. That was the first situation. Then the second time was around 10th grade. Now, this is as I was older. I was a little more mature, so I understood a lot more. And like I've mentioned in a previous episode, this is the reason I went to the therapist this time was because we moved. So I kind of felt like my life was spiraling, you know, everything was not in my control, and that kind of just felt like something was off, and I didn't know how to deal with this anxiety. So that's where I got this second therapist. This is a different lady. She's more for specifically with anxiety. And this one was tough because I felt like this was a lot more, I was more aware of what was going on. You know, when I was younger, it was a lot more, I felt like a hormonal thing. Things were changing. So I wasn't used to, you know, going a lot, just a lot was going on at that time. So it was like, I felt like everything was kind of just added on to each other. And it was just like a snowball effect at that time. When I was going to the therapist the second time, like I said, I was kind of more aware of everything that was going on. I was much more mature. I understood more. So it was definitely difficult. I had to look at myself and kind of realize what was happening. And same thing, the first few times I went, I did not give it my all. You know, I was kind of just hiding information and I was just kind of saying the bare minimum, and it was almost like we were just like staring at each other at some points, and or I would give, you know, like surface level stuff, like I just wouldn't want to get into any of the nitty-gritty, which was a huge disservice for me. I would never go back and do that again. I would always be very transparent, and one thing I've learned is it's what you're putting into the therapy is what you're going to get out of it. If you're only putting in 50%, you're going to get out 50%. And that's what I've realized. I realized that at the time. And then as time went on, I got a lot more comfortable. She's an amazing lady. And the thing that really resonated with me was she also struggles with anxiety. So I actually did a podcast episode with her. She's one of the first episodes. So if you guys are newer listeners and didn't listen to the old episodes, she's an amazing speaker. She has an amazing episode also. But she was able to help me by what she did in her life, right? So she was giving me tips, tricks, and all these different scenarios to kind of realize, like, okay, A, I'm not alone, right? Other people go through this on the daily. And what do they do to kind of combat it? And I learned so much from her. She not only made me feel comfortable, it felt like I was having a conversation with someone. It wasn't like someone looking down on me. I got very lucky. I wound up having an amazing therapist. And it did kind of change my life. You know, I was able to take these things and incorporate it into my life. And look, it's still a work in progress, but that was definitely huge in my life. Now, what about you? Kind of get into your story with it, you know, how, you know, the entire, I guess, experience with it was.
So I tried it when I was younger. I don't think I went for more than maybe a month.
Okay.
I wasn't a big fan of it.
Okay.
Personally, I understand the appeal. I understand how it helps some people a lot. But personally, I just didn't like the idea of talking to someone who I didn't know, didn't really know my life. And they'd kind of give me ideas or ways to change how I felt in certain situations or get past things. And that part was fine. You know, I didn't mind the advice and the help, but it was the lack of familiarity with me personally and my life. She would only know what I told her. And I don't like the idea of, not that I can't take a suggestion from someone, but the idea of almost kind of being told to do something a certain way. And to me, that was also like that sense of control that you were talking about. Like, I felt like I didn't get that sense of control through that.
Okay.
I got it more through just figuring it out myself. I knew what I wanted. I've always known kind of what I've wanted. I've known how I've felt. I've been able to communicate that very clearly. Maybe not to other people, but to myself. And through doing that, I've been able to go through that process with myself, right? I might not have all the answers, but I've noticed with me that I've gotten more out of it when I'm able to sit down and have an honest conversation with myself, because then it takes the shame of, I guess, sharing it with somebody out of it, you know? And
yeah,
it's not that there was so much that I was ashamed to share. It was just, I'm a very personal person. Like, I don't like my business being shared out there to too many people, you know, especially if I don't know them. And not to say this lady wasn't a very nice lady. She was an awesome person. You know, she's very kind to me while I was there. It just wasn't for me.
Yeah. And I completely get that. It's definitely very tricky in the beginning. Because I would say the first month or so for myself, I was almost kind of the same way. I was very, I guess I would say dishonest. I don't know if dishonest is the correct word. It's just, I wasn't fully transparent. That's a better word. I wasn't fully transparent with everything that was going on, because it is a little scary, right? It's like, this person knows nothing about me, and now they're going to know all the stuff that I'm trying to fix, right? It's like, in some aspect,
trying to keep people from knowing,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. And that's, you know, it's something that's challenging. Now, would you say, if you were more transparent, right, if you gave it another month or 2 months, do you think this would have been the fit for you? Because I know you're someone, like you said, you like kind of dealing with things on your own, right? But sometimes we can't. And I felt the same way. I felt like I could fix all my problems by myself. And, you know, I'm not saying it's impossible, and I'm not saying people.
It is, though, to some degree. You're going to need some kind of help along the way. I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
I just had a good support system.
Okay.
I knew the people I could talk to. And I also, one thing I realized when I was kind of going through that was, sometimes you just kind of have to let that feeling of whatever you're struggling with pass.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I learned through all of that, and I was kind of young at the time, So I didn't fully understand it until a little bit later on down the line. But, you know, those emotions and those thoughts that you essentially go to therapy, at least for me, that's initially, you know, why I had spoken to my parents about going, and they had encouraged me to go. But those thoughts and emotions, you know, are kind of things that I've realized if you sit with them long enough and you get comfortable with them, you know, you might not like the situation of what made you feel that way, or you might not like why you feel that way or anything about it, but it'll pass. It'll move on. All those things I felt years ago are gone, you know, and sure, things come and go. You might look back on it later and, you know, you might still feel a certain way, or you might have something you're really struggling with. And that's when you go talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be a therapist. Mm-hmm. You know, like I have family that I can talk to. I have friends I can talk to when I'm struggling with something. And I've gone to them when I need to. But I've just always tried to remind myself that those emotions, when you're feeling down, you wake up tomorrow and you might not feel that way, you know, and to just not put as much weight into those emotions and those bad scenarios as much as possible. And
yeah.
That's kind of what's helped me.
Okay. And yeah, and I completely understand that. I'm someone who's kind of on the opposite end. I tried taking it into my own hands, I guess I would say, and you know, it didn't work out for me. And luckily I did find someone who kind of guided me through everything. And not that I didn't do it, I guess I would say I wasn't doing it properly. And look, that's another thing that's relative, right? What does properly really mean? You know, it's based off of opinion.
Yeah.
But I felt I wasn't using the proper tools and techniques. I was almost avoiding everything. Because the reason I went to therapy was for my anxiety. And that's a big thing that my anxiety does to me, is I avoid things. And not like avoiding homework or avoiding things like that. It's more of avoiding these social events and, you know, letting that kind of take over. So that's what I was talking about with her. And in the beginning, we didn't go over that stuff because I didn't share that stuff. It was more, she was like, are you sure? You know, she's like, you know, I could definitely tell you have anxiety, you know, but, you know, she's like, you're not really sharing anything. And it was kind of just, she's like, look. And then she kind of eventually like laid it down. She's like, look, if you're going to be doing this, like we got to kind of do it. You know, it's not going to, if you're not going to tell me these things, I can't read into your life. You know, I don't know. So we have to get into it. And I eventually finally ripped the Band-Aid off, and it was hard. But like you said, with that support system and having people you trust and really understanding how it does help. And look, it may not be the right therapist at that time, but I'm someone who definitely suggested, I think it can always help you. Definitely, you know, I really do think it's important. And that's just because these people are professionals. They have studied this. And, you know, I got lucky, like I said, it was somebody who's experienced it. So I had somebody who was super knowledgeable on all the stuff and also experienced it themselves, which is why they went into therapy, because they wanted to help people similar to their situation. Another thing is, what would you have done if you couldn't tell your family, right? What if you, because I know you said you talked to your mom about it and she was super supportive and was like, yeah, encouraging you to go. How would you go about, you know, a family who isn't encouraging or supportive about it? You know, I'll let you go and then I have kind of my opinion on that.
At the end of the day, no one should kind of make your decisions for you. That's the way I think about it. Like, even if my family disagrees with what I'm doing, I'd hope that they'd respect it.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's what it comes down to. You know, and if the people around you aren't respecting your decisions, that's the whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if people don't support your decision to go to therapy, you know, it's your decision. It's what you have to do for yourself. And in order to be there for your family and your friends and to do the things you want to do in your life, you have to be willing to put your needs over what others think of you in your mind.
Yeah.
And that's really the only way around that,
okay,
in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for me, so like I've talked about, my mom's someone who's super open and she's super into getting help. You know, she loves how you can use tools to really improve and help your life, right? Why hurt yourself when you can implement these things and really make your life better? My dad is someone who's more of like an old school. So before I started all this and before I went to therapy, it just wasn't really talked about, right? So not that he was against it by any means. He's actually someone who's definitely for it, but it was something that was more quiet. You know, it wasn't something that was really talked about. Especially when I first went, it wasn't really talked about until, you know, my second time around when I started going again. And when I started doing this, it became a topic that was more talked about. So for those of you who have parents who aren't accepting of it or understanding of it, the chances are you probably haven't talked to them about it, right? So it's not a conversation that came up. You know, maybe it's something that makes you nervous, so you don't even want to bring it up. When you bring it up and you bring facts and you just talk about things like an adult, you know, you don't get mad and you just talk about things like a mature adult, like, look, I want to go see a therapist. You know, I'm struggling with these things. And I, 9 times out of 10, you know, most parents would be like, yeah, of course. You know, I don't know much about it. You know, I'm not, but I'd be more than happy to get you help. And look, for those parents who aren't like that, and if you're that parent and you're listening to this, don't be like that, right? This is something that can help us. You know, I'm a kid and I've gone through these things. It's something that did help me. But having that understanding and that open communication is something that's huge. That makes a big difference. And like I said, once I started talking to my dad about it, we have conversations about it, you know, not all the time, but it's not something that isn't
when
talked
you need
about.
To be.
Yeah, exactly.
When you need to have a conversation, you can.
Yes, exactly. And we both are on that understanding where, you know, I feel, I'm like, look, is everything okay? You know, because look, they're humans too. Like, our parents are human, right? They're not perfect. Yeah. So they go through things also, and they don't really show it because they feel they have to be our parent. You know, they don't want to feel like they're deteriorating, whatever it is. They're our parents, so they're humans too. They were in our places once before, and I feel like we're lucky enough as a generation to have it be more accepted than it was for them. So it is something that's hard for them to talk about. Another thing that I want to get into is insurance. You know, there's people who have insurance that isn't great, and this can affect your ability on getting help. So for those of you who have insurance that isn't too great and therapy winds up being too expensive, a great thing is your school, right? So if you're in high school, college, middle school, elementary school, whatever
even
it is.
At your job nowadays, they normally have something like that.
Yeah. So use those options, because they are great. I know plenty of people who went to our school psychologist or school therapist, and even at Hofstra, I go to Hofstra, they have on-site, they have therapists. So if you can't afford it and it's something you don't want to talk to your parents about, you know, if they are those parents who aren't accepting and trying to find you help, you don't have to tell anybody and you can go to the school. I don't know how the laws work with high school. I know college, it's completely confidential. Your parents won't even know. If that's your concern, but I would definitely suggest that to those of you guys. You know, it's something where you have that ability to go, it's provided for you, you don't have to pay for it, and it works out great. And look, yet again, you may not love the person, and that's okay, but just keep looking. There's also websites I know that have super inexpensive therapy sessions, which is really, really awesome that that's a thing now. So there's definitely options and there's definitely ways to try and find a therapist and find ways to get help. Now, what would you look for in a therapist today if this is someone you were trying to go get help from?
Can I change it from someone from therapist to kind of just someone to talk to?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. One, you have to know that they're not going to change. Like, personally for me, if I'm going to share things with somebody, I don't want it to change the way they're going to view me.
Yeah.
In a negative way. Like, mm-hmm. they're not going to judge me for what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Right? That's number one. Number two, you got to be somewhat comfortable, right? And number three is they're not going to try and fix your life. They're just going to be there as a guide.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to tell you, you need to do this and you need to do that. They're going to ask you questions. They're going to provoke thought. Because at the end of the day, the only way you make a change, you know, is if you are the person to enact the change.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they need to help you get there within the own framework of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, you know, what I look for in a therapist is A, someone who knows what they're talking about, right? The first few times I went in, I could clearly tell that she was super knowledgeable and looking to change me for the better. Not change me, but help me change myself. You know, another thing I look for is someone who's not going to judge me. Exactly. You know, it's like I'm here being vulnerable and I'm sharing these things that aren't so easy to share. So I want someone who's going to be like encouraging me to share and not looking down on me for, you know, my past or things that I'm struggling with, which I think is also something that's becoming a lot more popular. And I think hopefully, you know, within the next years to come that it continues on that trend where people are more comfortable talking about these things. Another thing, which is, I feel like it's a weird request, and it's a comfortable room. So the room I was in, so I did it in person. I know a lot of therapy is done over the phone now. It's kind of hard actually to go in person for therapy, which some people prefer. Some people don't want to see someone to face to face, which that's also another aspect that I'll get into right after this. But I liked the comfort of the room. I felt like, you know, it was a comfortable room. I felt like I was safe. I felt like I could share whatever I had to share. And other than that, I just look for someone who's going to better me. And if it's a relationship with my parents or my siblings or whatever it is, that they're going to help me fix those and help me kind of bring my words to front. You know, I want to be able to speak my opinion and, you know, come off sounding not angry or, you know, because sometimes when it's hard to talk about things, you sound angry or, you know, that's the only way you get your emotion out. So to be able to learn how to control these emotions and really solve problems, you know, and be able to bring people in, have a mediator, that's something I look for. But what I was going to say with over-the-phone therapy, that's also another thing, you know, this is even something for you to consider in finding a therapist, you know, or someone you would look for in a therapist. You don't need to be face-to-face to someone anymore. Now you can go over the phone and it's like you don't know really who you're talking to, which is good and bad. You know, it's good in the aspect of, hey, I don't know this person. I'm never going to see this person.
Yeah, that embarrassment, shame factor kind of isn't there as much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like you kind of get that aspect of it. And then, you know, personally, I like having a personal connection with someone. So that's the only reason I wouldn't prefer over the phone. But there's people who prefer it. And that's great. Whatever works for you. There's also Zoom. Whatever you prefer, you do. You know, I always think therapy is great for everyone. And like I said, you might not find the great therapist right away, but when you find the right therapist, I think it's amazing. Another reason I think therapy is great. For those of you who say, I don't need therapy, I'm not bad enough, that's another reason why you should, right? Even if it is something small and you feel like you can do it on your own, it's a great time to go seek help. You know, I'm someone who looks at efficiency as a really large part of my life. I like being efficient. I like doing things the quickest way and the best way. That's efficiency, right? So I look at it as, why sit there and struggle yourself if you could go and find someone who's going to speed that process up for you and they know what they're talking about and they could guide you through that process? I feel that's the most efficient way to do things, to better yourself. So you don't need to do it on your own. And look, if you want to, that's fine. That's a journey that you're going to go on by yourself. But no one's ever too good for therapy, I like to say. Everybody can benefit from it.
Look, and therapy doesn't have to be you go and you sit there with the person you pay and you share your feelings, they tell you what to do, and then you leave. You know, like it can be a different medium.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be it can be anyone. It can be with your parent, you know, it could be with someone old, like a role model in your life, essentially.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Is what you're getting through therapy.
Yes.
And if you know what to look for and which direction you kind of want to go in, if you can identify pretty much all of that, that's a great start.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And by going to therapy, it's not by any means that you can't do it yourself,
mm-hmm.
that you failed.
Yeah.
You know, like that's not what going to therapy is.
Exactly.
Going to therapy is just saying, like, I could use some help, you know?
Yeah. And that's a huge thing.
There's no shame in it. You know, there shouldn't be any shame involved with going to therapy.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot to sit down and talk about all the deep stuff.
And that's another thing I want to talk about, the shame in therapy, right? There's like this embarrassment that kind of follows being in therapy, right? It's like, you know, you're like, oh, I don't want people to know. I think that makes me weaker. I think it makes you stronger. For you being able to admit to yourself that you can't fix this on your own and that there is something going on, you have that strength and that knowledge behind you that's really going to help you in your life. You realize you want to get help. It's not something that's going to hurt you. So I think that's super important, and you should never feel ashamed that you're going to get help. You're bettering yourself. Look at it as you're improving your own life. And yet again, who cares what these people are thinking? If they do think there's something wrong with you, that's something in their own lives that they have to fix, you know?
All right. So take me through the process of going to therapy from walking in to walking out and kind of all the emotions in between.
Yeah.
And like what to expect if you're new to therapy, if you haven't been before.
Yeah. So I remember my first session kind of going along the lines of walking in there, and it was a super unfamiliar place, obviously, right? I've never been there. But I went in there, you know, I was just talking to her. She was kind of getting like the lay of my life and what I've gone through and kind of just like evaluating me in a sense. It was uncomfortable at first. Once I started going, once I started like talking and kind of, I still didn't open up right away. I had a wall up and it was very hard to talk about, but it was a little uncomfortable at first. But then as time went on, you know, as months, weeks went on, I got a lot more comfortable and it felt like a place where I was able to communicate how I felt. You know, what was something that you disliked about it? Like, did you ever feel any judgment from your therapist or?
No, she was awesome. Like, she was a very good therapist.
So you think it was more on yourself?
Yeah,
you
didn't
want to open up.
I didn't. It's not so much that I didn't want to open up. I opened up to her a fair amount, I'd say. I just realized, like, all of the things I'd go in there to talk to her about, the progress that I made wasn't made through the visits with her. It was made through kind of just sitting there and reflecting on it myself.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, one more question. How did you tell your parents you wanted to see someone, and how would you suggest for other kids to do the same?
So it was my parents who actually suggested it for me.
Oh, really?
I tried it at their request.
Okay.
So I can't answer the first part of that question.
Yeah.
But if for the second part, to ask your parents how to get incorporated or involved in going to therapy, just be direct. You know? You don't have to tell them everything that's going on. You know, I understand that that can be a barrier for a lot of people. But just be honest. Ask them to respect your decision and your needs. And look, that may not be all it takes to get them to help you go. You know, you may have to take a little action on your own.
Yes. Another thing I want to talk about is, you know, those groundbreaking sessions, right? So I feel like there's a misconception where every session you have is going to be a groundbreaking session, right? Which it's definitely not the case, at least in my case. There were sometimes it would take months for me to improve on one little thing. And there were sometimes that thing I was trying to improve on, it never happened. So don't go into it thinking every time you go there, you're going to make this groundbreaking change, right? There might be little changes that are going to eventually lead up to this groundbreaking change, but it's not something that's immediate. You know, you have to put the work in. It's not something that's just going to happen from you going to therapy. I look at therapy as kind of like that bridge between, you know, me and then that bridge and then to that person I want to get to and that comfortability with my mental health I would like to get to. But the only reason you could get to that bridge is if you walk across it, right? That therapy isn't going to walk you across the bridge. It's going to be that bridge to take you there, but you got to go over the bridge.
So in terms of the groundbreaking sessions though, right? So that's the bridge you're trying to cross, right?
Yeah.
What gets you to the bridge? What are those sessions that aren't groundbreaking? What do they look like?
Okay, yeah. So just if off memory, it would be kind of talking about those things that are super uncomfortable, right? So a big thing for me was, you know, going out in public, right? The city. So it was talking about these things, and she would kind of say, she's like, look, you really have to go do this next week, you know, and then come back. And look, don't get me wrong. There were weeks where I didn't. There were weeks where I'd be like, yeah, I'll do it. And I didn't do it. And who was that benefiting? Not me, right? That was only hurting me. But that's something I learned through doing that. And, you know, as I did some of those uncomfortable things she wanted me to do, that's where I learned about those groundbreaking sessions. That's where things kind of changed. But other than that, it's really what you put into it. And that's something I will always be a firm believer in. The therapist is there to help guide you and give you tools on how to better yourself. If you want to apply those to your life, that'll help your life get better. If you're just going to sit there and listen or talk, that's not going to only be the thing that's going to better your life. It may help, you know, and it will help, but you have to put that effort in and put yourself into that next level, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Is there any other questions that you have?
No, none that I can think of.
All right. Thank you guys again for another amazing episode. If you are looking for therapy, don't be afraid. Go get help. And, you know, you will see a difference. And if you don't, find another therapist. It's a learning curve. It's always something that you're going to try and do to better yourself. Don't be afraid to get help. And if you ever have any questions or any concerns about trying to get help, you could come here. You could ask us in our DMs. And we are always more than happy to help you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for listening, and don't forget to check out Dark Angel Company on Instagram at Dark Angel Co. and online at darkangelco.com. If you're interested in supporting and spreading awareness towards bringing light to a dark topic together, then tune in next time.